CNN Radio, I'm Edgar Tragetz. There's been swift reaction from government leaders and others in the wake of a mass killing in Afghanistan today. A U.S. soldier reportedly left his base, walked into two villages, and opened fire, killing 16 people, nine of them children. CNN's Sarah Seidner is following developments from Kabul.
This is a very difficult situation because, as you might imagine, this comes after another incident that caused violent protests after U.S. forces burned some Qurans and also some other religious material that sparked quite a bit of violence in Kandahar itself. And now, again, you have another incident.
The soldier is in custody. President Obama calls today's incident tragic and shocking. Two civilians in Gaza are dead as a result of Israeli airstrikes today. The number dead is now 18 over 3 days of strikes. Rick Santorum says he's on the move in the GOP presidential race. He scored a win yesterday in the Kansas caucuses and tells NBC's Meet the Press he's very optimistic going forward.
We've been slowly clawing our way back into this race. And, you know, we're in a great position right now as we go forward with states that are very favorable to us.
Primaries in Alabama and Mississippi are next up on Tuesday. Fire is blamed for destroying an architectural treasure in Slovakia. The Krasna Horka Castle was recently restored from its original construction in the 13th century. Now its roof and interior are no more. Slovakia TV JOJ's Darius Haraskin says it was an historic landmark.
Well, this was one of the most popular castles in Slovakia. Many people used to visit it all the time. Families with their children, tourists, spend a lot of time there.
Gas prices are up 12 cents in the past 2 weeks to an average $3.81 a gallon nationwide, according to the Lundberg survey. Publisher Trilby Lundberg says crude oil is a factor and refinery maintenance on the West Coast. This is CNN Radio.